Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondori & Murad, can help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them that we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're talking Commanders Camp and Terry McLaurin's holdout. Training camp on the Fan has been covered thanks to Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. So the holdout's become a hold-in, has become a pup list. By definition, he's hurt. Everybody knows what's going on here. We've covered as many angles of this thing over weeks and weeks as we can, and as we get breaking news, we kind of add to the dialogue, and that's what happened today with Jeremy Fowler suggesting that Washington is basically trying to keep the AAV the same as his last contract of $371 million. That was at a $208 million salary cap. The cap is now up to $279 million. That $71 million difference, you would think, with the cap growing, would mean that even if you just wanted to give him the exact same amount of money, you'd have to give him actually a higher AAV to get him there. The guarantees is where this thing's all going to get boiled down, and he's either going to agree or disagree eventually. But one other thing I wanted to mention before we get to the phones, and you can call us at 800-636-1067, that we haven't really talked about today, and I don't know how much we've talked about it at all. Neil Greenberg was on with B. Mitch and Finley a couple of days ago this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the interview, and he had suggested something to the effect of, look, there are wide receivers that are elevators, right, that are going to make everyone around them better. And I'm paraphrasing, so this is not exactly what he said. I don't want to act like I'm quoting him. But the idea was maybe Adam Peters and his staff have decided Jaden Daniels is that caliber of quarterback where you don't need to pay a Terry McLaurin because he can make other guys play at a higher level. And it's a way of saving money there and maybe building up on the offensive and defensive lines or what have you. And I'm open to that possibility as far as they're thinking. I think it's actually plausible, maybe even likely. Having said that, I get really frustrated with the paradigm that you should ask your quarterback to do that when you don't have to.
Correct.
Like, this is my annoyance with that idea. Because there are teams that view it that way. Like, Josh Allen can make everybody better. We'll just have Khalil Shakir be our number one. If you don't have to do it that way financially, you shouldn't.
Correct.
Now, when you pay Josh Allen $57 million a year or whatever it ends up being, and you give him his $250 million contract, and now you've actually got to cut corners because you're not Lido Pizza, and you know, you've got to find a way to make both ends meet, and you can't pay everybody. Now we can start talking about, Josh, I'm sorry, man, but I'm giving you almost 60 per. I need you to make it work with Shakir and Curtis Samuel and tight ends. And he goes, yeah, no problem. I'll go win the MVP award. First of all, I don't know that we're there yet with Jaden Daniels. I don't think it's even a fair ask in the second year of a guy's career, number one. And number two, you don't have to do that right now. They should still be in the mode, Toby, of doing everything they can to help him and elevate him and make it easier on him and take pressure off of him. He's the kid. Like, he shouldn't be running the family. The dad should be responsible. The dad should go to bed and wake up. The dad should, you know, have one less drink at night and not feel like crap the next day so he can take care of the baby. Jaden Daniels is in year two, people. You don't have to do it that way. He's making no money yet. So when people go, oh, well, you know, he'll find a way. First of all, nobody's making Michael Gallup go out and go for 850 yards. You know, nobody's turning Chris Moore back in to a guy that anybody's scared of. But I just hear that, and it frustrates me because
100%.
They had the right idea on Laremy Tunsil. They gave up a boatload to protect Jaden mm-hmm. Daniels' blind side, and I thought, oh, they're killing this. They know exactly what they got to do. They're doing my philosophy. Does it help Jaden Daniels? Then let's do it. Every question this offseason should have been about, does this make Jaden Daniels better? Then this is for us. The draft, first round, they didn't have to draft Josh Connerly. That was a little bit of a luxury pick, kind of, in terms of this season. But they said, we're going to draft the other tackle. We're going to fix both tackle spots. We're going to upgrade the offensive line significantly. I will never argue with that. Anything you do to help Jaden, you do it. Now you got a wide receiver who's looking for seemingly market value, and you're going, eh, we'll just have Jaden go throw it to Chris Moore, Michael Gallup, and Luke McCaffrey. It doesn't have to be this way.
Again, he's on a rookie contract. That's the whole point of this. Josh Allen, you have to do that because Josh Allen is getting paid his second contract. Why did the Chiefs not keep Tyreek Hill? Because they had to pay Patrick Mahomes. Continue on. That's the whole point of this. When you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, that's when you're able to make some sacrifices or splurges of sorts, right? To go out and keep guys like Terry McLaurin. And again, if they say, okay, we think we can get by without having stud receivers because Jaden's that special, then why did you go off season and not trade him or do something else? Now you're stuck. Debo's your number one, Jalen Lane's your number two, and Noah Brown and the rest of the crew somehow going to make up for it? I just don't think that that works. You want to try to win this year. Your best receiver is not in camp. He's not going to show up anytime soon unless you get this thing figured out. So then what was the rest of the offseason about? Because if that's what your plan is, then maybe you shouldn't have drafted Connerly. Maybe you should have drafted a receiver. Maybe you should have drafted Luther Burden. Maybe you should have... Why in the world are you going into this year and your best option for Terry or for Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, is still uncertain if he's going to show up? We all think he will. What if he does? Just decide to play hardball and hold out and all that stuff. I just don't get how last year you're in the NFC Championship game. A big part of that team was Terry McLaurin, and they're offering him next to no bump in pay. They're not helping him out at all. They're not doing any of that. I just don't understand how, if that's the way that they want to go, that they think, okay, we can get by with subpar receivers, maybe they can, but now's not the time to do that, to your point, when he's on that rookie contract. And by the way, it's just going into his second year. Just because he can do it doesn't mean you should make a living off of doing that.
Well, yeah, we could debate if he's good enough right now to make the McLaurin-less wide receiver room good enough to go win 11 games.
And by the way, I think he could.
I don't know that he can, because I think the receiver room without Terry McLaurin is actually well below average.
Oh, it's terrible.
So then he can't, in my opinion. But could their offense be good enough? Their offense could be satisfactory with him running the ball, with the threat of him running it and what that would do in read option for their actual running game with their backs. Zach Ertz is going to have a monster season, although the problem is, I think, then Zach Ertz becomes less effective because you try to take him out of the game as the number one weapon, and you know there's a feeding frenzy down the depth chart after that, just trying to get balls in people's hands at wide receiver. But to that point, like, I don't think he could make it work with this receiver room to have an excellent passing season. But that's not even the debate we need to have, because it's irrelevant. Maybe he could. He shouldn't have to.
Correct.
And it feels like an unforced error. Now, I always try, before we go to the phones here, when we are in agreement on like one side of this, to present the other side, or at least acknowledge what the rebuttal would be. And so I think what Adam Peters would say if he was sitting here in a world where he says anything on the air that is, you know, legitimate or actual. He's very good. He's very handsome and does a great job running the team. But he's not going to give you a whole lot of honesty generally. You got to do a lot of reading between the lines. But I think what he would say is, guys, he's going to play. Like, calm down, first of all. No reason to raise voices. No reason to you know, scream or hold your breath on this. He'll be here. My point is, it is him showing up and playing against the Giants without a new contract after an offseason where he's at odds with the team is not the same as him getting a contract a month ago, going through camp in the preseason harmoniously with this organization and playing on that new deal. That is not the same. Now, they may say it doesn't matter. They may be doing robot football where, is he on the field? Did we not overpay? Then we won. And I'm saying those two things are not equal.
Yeah.
Is he going to play? Yes, almost certainly he will play. Do I think it'll be on a new contract? I've said all along, yes. I now think, I've said this on the air for the last few days, he's going to rework the last year of this deal so that he and his agent can save a little face and not look like they completely lost out, because the team has all the leverage. And same as Chris Jones with the Chiefs, I think him and his agent will announce that they have some new restructured one-year deal where he has a chance to make more in cash this year than the 15.5, and they'll claim victory on that. But I am, for the first time now, feeling like the long-term deal is not going to beat the clock here over the next couple of weeks.
I just don't understand. If you're going to play it this way, then figure a way to get him into camp so you can get ready and play football to win this year. What were all the moves this offseason for? To improve this team, to hopefully build off an NFC Championship appearance last year. You're going to leave your wide receiver one out to dry and potentially, okay, he's going to roll in here the last week of August to get ready for week one. Okay, maybe he just rolls in and he's ready to go and everything works out hunky-dory and he plays great football and he goes for 13 touchdowns again. He goes for 1,200 yards for the first time and all that stuff. That all could happen, Grant. What is the likelihood of that if he doesn't show up to the last week of August? What is the likelihood that now he has to be eased into the season and now you're into the middle of the year before Terry's taken the full complement of snaps and able to do everything and he's built that chemistry again with Jaden Daniels? How do you build off of last year when you have a quarterback who's played 1 year in the National Football League? 1 year. He's been awesome. He had the best rookie season of all time. He was incredible. I think we all think he's going to do it again. But he's done it one time. You need to be able to build that foundation, and not having your number one wide receiver to build off the chemistry that he showed in the games in the playoffs, he's missing valuable weeks here. I think that they can show up whenever and still make things work, but you want to be building on that, not still into the regular season trying to reestablish all that. And I just don't want them to get off to a slow start about that.
Kevin Clark of ESPN said something recently. I think he was on Barstool Sports, pardon my take. But he said he had talked to Jaden Daniels at some point this offseason, and Daniels had said an area of his game that he thought he could still get to a higher level to resemble his LSU days was his deep ball. And Clark was like, how do you do that? And he's like, it's just me and Terry on the practice field every single day until I know exactly what he's thinking so I can drop the ball in perfectly like I did with Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers in LSU on some of those like corner fades and, mm-hmm. and some of the stuff down the field that they ran, slot fades and whatnot. And you know, but his idea was like, we just have to rep it over and over and over and over again. Not only are they not doing that, he hasn't thrown to him, other than maybe some passing week that they had that I don't know about this offseason, since, you know, before minicamp. I mean, Terry McLaurin has no-showed the entire offseason to this point, effectively. Let's go to David in Raleigh, who is chiming in on the listener lines. Grant and Danny, no Danny today. Toby's in on the fan. What's up, David?
What's up, David?
Hey, guys. I love this conversation. Toby, do you know, do you have insider information to know what Terry's actually asking for?
No, I don't. I mean, we've heard 32, 33-ish.
Yeah, so here's why I just kind of love this whole rant about these fans. So you don't know what he's asking for. He could be asking for a hell of a lot, and so all these people who are saying, just pay Terry, well, this isn't baseball. There is a cap, and you have to value a position. And I love that the Skins are holding fast, because the wide receiver position, in my opinion, is grossly overrated. And so, you know, would you justify spending 37 or 38 if that's what he's asking for?
Hold on. I don't disagree. If you don't value the wide receiver position, I understand that. That's totally fine. That's a valuable – or that's a argument that we can have. That's a valid argument, and we could discuss that. But if you're going to play it that way, then you should have traded McLaurin early in the offseason and gone and found another wide receiver one. And if you're saying Debo, okay, well, then you should have found a wide receiver two to go alongside it, not a fourth-round receiver who's now expected to be your number two wide receiver as a rookie.
But the only thing I'd say, too, about your question, by the way, you know, in terms of we don't know what he wants. So the only thing that I have been told directly from anybody, I'll just say, that's really close to the negotiation was on his side was that he is not trying to reset the market. Okay, they have been very clear about that. And when I have asked before about DK Metcalf, it has always been that that's kind of their North Star, so to speak, right? Now, I can't definitively tell you that they would take 32.5 or 33, but I would say that is reasonable. But the only thing we can do, David, is base our opinions and our information on what has been reported by credible reporters. Now, it is possible, I've said this all day long with the Jeremy Fowler report on the other side, it's possible that his numbers are wrong. And if that happens, then we'll adjust the intel that we have, and our opinions could very well change. But in the meantime, I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to do that based on all the context clues, everything we know, everyone from Adam Schefter to Jeremy Fowler to everybody else who's commented on this, not to mention I spent a couple of minutes with his agent at training camp, like everything that I've heard, that the range of him being in like the 33 range seems like what he wants to be. And the team wants $9 million or so less than that. That is kind of what we've heard. Now, if the numbers end up being wrong, we'll adjust. But that's a pretty reasonable thing to do, don't you think, to kind of base it on the best information we have right now?
Of course. My point is, obviously, that all I hear everybody saying, just pay Terry, pay Terry. Like, it's bigger than that, right? I mean, everybody then tries to preface it by saying, within reason. Well, look, the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls since the Cheetah wanted to get paid, right? They let him go. Brady won a ton without receivers. It's clear that you can do. Obviously, you want good receivers, but if they're gonna crush you on the dollars, you can find a way to win without it. And I'm just saying, if the guy wants 34, 35, like, it's not worth it. Like, we don't know that. It's just not worth it. And I'm glad that they're not spending that money.
I don't know that anyone even though I'd probably be on the side. I'm one of the few, and I understand that. But the point of today is, what if the Commanders are offering well below that and barely an upgrade over what he's already getting paid? Isn't that a little bit disrespectful? That's kind of the point of today. Well,
and it sounds like he would say no, and I appreciate the call. I think he makes a really good point. Clearly, his philosophy, if he's building a team, would be less reliant upon the wide receiver position. I actually liked his point at the end a lot,
valid.
Too. But the Chiefs' point, you know, Patrick Mahomes has become less prolific in the post-Tyreek Hill world. They have been hunting for receiver production now for the last couple of years, and there's reasons for that. Rashee Rice getting in trouble off the field, getting injured. Hollywood Brown can't stay healthy. But ask any Chiefs fan. They just got blown out in the Super Bowl. They won a ton of games last year. It's amazing they won as many games as they did. I think they were like 15-2 because their offense was a slog and boring to watch for the most part.
Yeah.
But they've become a different team. Like, they won one of their Super Bowls basically running the ball with Isaiah Pacheco, playing defense, and having Mahomes make a couple winning time plays. But he has become less dynamic. He has become less prolific. That offense has gotten watered down. That part of the team has gotten worse. It's not like they got rid of Tyreek Hill, and because they had Patrick Mahomes, they didn't miss a beat. That's not really how it worked. And I wouldn't have done that in Patrick Mahomes' second season. Like, once he's graduated to nothing matters anymore, he's Patrick Mahomes, okay, then we'll move on from Tyreek Hill. But I also think if Tyreek Hill wasn't a gigantic pain in the ass, it might have been different.
Yeah.
Like, Tyreek Hill was not a guy that was someone that they, you know, you want.
He's not Terry McLaurin
running
that way.
He's a lot better a football player.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of as a person.
Yes, I agree.
Off the field, all that stuff.
But here's where I'm going to agree with the caller, because there is this, like, rhetoric's the wrong word, but there's this idea out there that I hear from fans all the time, just like, pay Terry. He earned it. Pay him. Give him the check. You know, there was a sign at camp, and I'm not trying to pick on, like, one person or one fan, but it's like, give him a blank check. And that is ridiculous. Like, the notion that you just pay him because he's Terry McLaurin and because he's this great guy and because he's been a productive player during the lean time, that is as dumb as, you know, I would say offering him, like, $15 million a year.
So,
like,
they're
equally stupid.
But what are you going to do if you're not going to pay him? Like, to me, if you weren't going to pay him,
here's what you're going to do.
Then you should have traded him this offseason. Then you should have brought in some more receivers and found a way to do it, because I just think that it's foolish to think or figure out the reworked one-year deal thing like you're saying.
No, here's what you
do. Get this stuff figured out before training camp.
Could they have done something different? Sure. Here's what they'll do. They'll wait for him to show up, which is going to happen in the next couple of weeks. He's going to play, and then if they want to, they could tag him. Now, I don't know that they'll want to, because it means you're going to pay him $30 million next year when he's a year older. When you're saying right now you don't want to pay him 26 or 27, but they have the ability to basically lock him up for 2 years against their cap at like $54 million. That's a lot better deal in their mind than whatever he's trying to negotiate for. So that's what they're thinking. I think they're going, we got you between a rock and a hard place, buddy. We got all the leverage. And they are playing a little bit of what I call robot football, or you said you could do that in fantasy football. He's not going to be a happy camper. He doesn't want to show up to work. He'll miss next offseason, too. We'll be doing this in training camp if they do that again. But their point is, when it's 1 o'clock on a Sunday and that ball's end over end in the air, Terry McLaurin's going to be gathering up with the first team offense on the sideline to run out there with Jaden Daniels.
I just don't understand the plan. If you're not going to pay him, you're not going to keep him around, why are we going to prolong this into training camp and keep this rolling and rolling when everything's been so positive around this team and you want to build off of last season and he's not going to show up? If things go the way that you're talking about, he's not rolling up here until after the final preseason game. And if you're doing that, then what are we doing? Like, you're not going to get off to a good start, probably, in terms of the chemistry between those two. And your offense isn't going to be as good.
When
as
did
it
Jamar
could be.
Chase show up last year?
Now,
better player than Terry McLaurin by far. He's probably the number two receiver in the NFL behind Justin Jefferson. But last year, he was holding out, wasn't a part of training camp. 127 catches, 1,700
yards. It
says
September 4th.
Right.
That's what I have.
That's when he showed up?
It says after a long holdout, that's when he returned to practice.
Okay, so that's literally days before the season opened. Now, you may remember that the Bengals were terrible early on, so you can say it affected him and Burrow or whatever. Week 1, 6 for 62. Week 2, 4 for 35.
I mean, he said as much, that he felt like he got off to... Now, the numbers don't necessarily say
that. No, they do. I mean, first 2 weeks were not great. It was week 3 when he got going. 6 for a buck 18 and 2 touchdowns, and then he got on a roll. But by the end of the year, it was 117 for 1,700 and 17 touchdowns. Again, better player than Terry McLaurin. But I do think there's a chance it's a 2 or 3 week slow start. But I mean, there's a precedent of a guy showing up at the last minute playing football, and by the way, he's since been paid.
But again, if we're going to draw that parallel, got off to a slow start. What happened at the beginning of the year for the Bengals when that team was all offense and not defense, which I think, by the way, parallels similarly to this team. The offense, even though the defense has improved, I don't think that the defense is going to be that good that they can win games on the back of the defense entirely this season. So, okay, slow start, lose games. Great finish to the year. How was he in the playoffs?
Didn't make the playoffs.
That's the point.
Yeah, I think it's a fair response. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny trying to get to the bottom of today's updates and developments on Terry McLaurin. Jeremy Fowler saying the Commanders are offering him basically what he played on the last couple of years when the cap's gone up $71 million since he got that deal. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sherry's contract situation remains scary. They have been far apart. I'll put it this way. He has wanted metrics of the DK Metcalf contract, which is $32 million. I'm told the Washington Commanders have only been slightly above where he was for before, which is $23 million. So take that gap. That's $7 or $8 million that they have to bridge. And Washington, I'm told, has gotten some calls about McLaurin. There's some interest league-wide. They have no interest in trading him still. So this is a classic standoff, which we're about to see.
That was Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Welcome back to Nats Park. Grant and Danny on the fan. Toby's in for Danny today. ESPN must have these meetings, the same meetings where they say that Pat McAfee or Stephen A. Smith has to be on every show, where they say you've got to play music under everything and it's got to be louder than the person talking.
Correct.
When did that happen? Well, like, people long for going back to the old Sports Center. That's a waste of everybody's time. We see every highlight instantly. We don't necessarily need the old Sports Center. That would be cool to see in short bursts, but we don't need that. We need to just be able to hear the people that are talking without music blaring over top of them. Let's just start with that if we're ESPN. All right, phones are jammed. There's one line open if you want it at 800-636-1067. Discussing the idea of the Commanders looking to keep McLaurin at basically the same rate he signed for when the cap was $71 million less 3 years ago. Let's go to Alex, who's in Triangle, was on line three. What's up, Alex? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
So my thoughts on Terry is just like, if we were going to keep him, if the goal is this, then why didn't we sign De'Ami Brown for $11 million and just trade Terry? If we're going to go cheap, if we're going to save money, why not go with someone that Jaden at least has a developing chemistry with and then trade Terry and say, thanks for your services. Also, if you're not going to pay Terry, you're just going to expect him to play on this deal. What keeps that from being, you know what, my hamstring's a little tight this week. I don't think I can go.
I think they bet on his character a little bit, honestly, right? Don't you, Alex? I mean, I think they're like he's not going to be a dog here. He's not going to go like full gangster waving the gun over his head. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah.
He's not a bad guy.
He's not Tyreek. He's not going
to
do that.
Exactly. And to Terry's credit, he's sacked up a little bit here.
Yeah, but he goes into the season and he starts playing. We don't actually know how many injuries he plays through during the season. Like, nothing that hits the report, obviously. And people play through bumps and everything all the time, but he's been doing it for years, and here we are. I mean, middle of the playoff race, I don't see that from Terry.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, Florio's been floating this thing that's pretty ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have seen this, where he's like, you know, the great leverage that a guy like Micah Parsons has is basically you're under contract for the regular season. You know, the fines are for those 17 yeah. games. And his point is basically the playoff checks are different, and you could just get to the playoffs and then not play. Like, that's where you do your holdout. It's like, well, your teammates probably wouldn't like that very much. And there's this little thing called everyone in the league would hate you.
Yeah, it's not going to go over well with your new team.
Right.
If you're just sitting out playoff games.
Like 3 years removed from the hot takes of people acting like players on the verge of getting drafted number one overall, sitting out in a bowl game for the, you know, the Seltzer Bowl that's played at noon in Hawaii or something is a big deal. You're going to tell me that if Terry just got to the playoffs and then sat out, everyone would say, no, that's reasonable. It's business. Let's go to Andrew in Middle River on Grant and Danny. I think we're just making up locations now.
What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Andrew?
How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to talk about, I really think the idea that wide receiver is just, you know, not a necessary commodity and a quarterback can boost wide receiver play. Middle River's in Maryland. I go back to 2012 when Flacco won Baltimore the Super Bowl. And if you actually pay attention to that year, 75% of his catches that he, you know, completed were contested catches to Anquan Boldin. And then the very next year, they let Boldin go because, oh, Flacco looked great in the Super Bowl, and they've been chasing a wide receiver until they got Bateman, what, 10 years later? I don't want that for this team.
Yeah, it's hard to replace what McLaurin's given him. There's no doubt. I appreciate you. I don't know if the comp's perfect, but I certainly get what you're saying. I remember that Super Bowl run when Boldin was ridiculous.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you can get it done without Terry McLaurin. I'm not saying that you can't. It just makes it a lot easier. And we saw in the second half of last year, when you take away a running game, Jaden can still do it. You also put him at a higher injury risk, and he has to play perfect darn near every game for you to win.
I can replace 12.5 or 13.5 yards per catch pretty easily, which is where Terry's going to live. You know, last year at this time, maybe even a couple weeks ago at this point, Dan Quinn had made a public comment about one of the things Terry's working on is his ability after the catch, right? He was not a scary guy in the open field. He's a physical guy. He's an aggressive guy going and high-pointing balls and making contested catches. But he actually did make some huge plays. You think about him running through arm tackles against the Lions in the playoff game for the long touchdown to put the game on ice, it felt like. Or the Cowboys game, which I think was more error in the secondary. But, you know, that long play where Jaden throws up a play and beats, like, quarters, and he's got defenders all around Terry McLaurin. And then he weaves through a bunch of dudes into the end zone. I mean, there were some of those plays, but I bring that up to say, like, to go find someone that's going to go for 1,000 yards for five straight seasons, you're going to have to pay about $30 million a year. That's what it costs. If you want someone who's going to average right around 80 catches and right around 1,100 yards like Terry has for 5 years running now, you're going to pay more than you want to pay McLaurin, and they might tell you we're willing to do that if the guy's not going to be 30 years old. The problem with McLaurin, it has been a problem since day one, is that he is a lot older than like he should be in his draft class. And so his agent is going, you guys are obsessed with his age. You should be obsessed with the fact that he's going into year seven. Year seven's not a problem. It's year nine for receivers when they start to hit the wall. We're going into years 7 and 8. Think about that. And they're going, yes, really, but you're going into 30 and 31. They can't even agree what's important. Let's go to Mike in D.C. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight? I believe I have the answer, ironically enough.
Let's do it.
This year, Terry got the least amount of targets and had the most receptions. That's a Jaden Daniels stat. His touchdowns, 7, 4, 5, 5, 4, 13. That's a Jaden Daniels stat. If you think that you got to go out and spend $30 million for a guy that's going to catch right around 80 balls and 1,000 yards, I think that's a little bit too much. And plus, the idea of going out and trying to find a guy who's just going to stay there for 4 years of control and try to get a guy that's four straight years of 1,000 yards, that would be ironic, but it's a year-to-year league, especially with Peters. Peters has built completely different teams last year, and he's doing it again this year. Next year, it's going to be even different. It's going to be like 50% different, and he's only going to pay guys.
But that's out of necessity, don't you think? I don't think he wants to be paying year to year. I think he knows he's got Jaden Daniels, so Daniels is going to mask team deficiencies. He's able to, you know, mix and match and get cute and do some things that with a mediocre quarterback would blow up in his face that maybe won't be a problem. But also,
there's no flexibility.
The cupboard was so bare. Like, they didn't have young talent. So instead of trying to boot this thing up from the ground, he's going, all right, let's just be the oldest team in the league, and Jaden will make it work.
Yeah, do you want to commit multiple years to a guy that's aging when you're going to have a new OC next year? You're going to have just a completely different nucleus. I think when you talk about chemistry, the only real chemistry that a quarterback really needs to – you need to worry about chemistry receiver is when you have a Burrow Chase or you have, like, a real HOF receiver. And Terry's just not that. He's just not an HOF guy.
Well, and I don't disagree with you with that. Thanks for the phone call. But to your point, you've brought up multiple times, they were, what, third last year in the EPA for a wide receiver quarterback combo? But also, too, if you're going to do this year, say you get out and you play and you have Terry and he comes back this year and you're not going to keep him long term, Debo's on a one-year contract. Grant, are they just going into next year with two totally new wide receivers? Because Debo's going to turn 30 at January of next year, so you're going to pay Debo and keep him around? Are they just going to have a totally new wide receiving core next year? If that's what they want to do and they want to go year over year, we've had this discussion plenty of times. I know you've had it on this show plenty of times. Do you like the fact that it feels like they're doing the year over year bit? I don't think that that's something that they're trying to do. I think, like you said,
I think a lot of the things that they're doing aren't the way that you would prefer to do it or that would work most often. But if Jaden Daniels is Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Allen, then it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, then whatever they do is probably going to work. And that is what, right now, I think what they're leaning on and counting on.
You want to keep someone around that he's going to have chemistry with, right?
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, think about, even we talk about Tyreek Hill all the time. Travis Kelce's still there for Patrick Mahomes. And I know at this point, Kelce isn't the same Kelce, but he has someone that he's had for that entire time to build chemistry with. And now hopefully one of those other receivers that they brought in can take that over, right? Maybe Josh Allen is the one example last year where they didn't necessarily, but Shakir's been there, right? And Shakir had his career year last year when he had to step up into a bigger role. Like, they kept Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow. Like, these elite quarterbacks, you want to at least keep somebody around. Like, even people that have brought up Brady, they had Edelman, they had Welker. Like, you have to have some sort of continuity, unless Jalen Lane's going to become that in his rookie year and then going forward. Maybe that's what they're viewing it at, but I don't think that they were building their wide receiver
plan around
Lane.
But this comes back to my point. I really do believe it's possible, and I'm leaning toward this working theory here I'm cooking up, that I don't think they want to be a big wide receiver spending team. I just don't. So I think it's very possible that either Terry next year is back on some contract that is not what he wants, or more likely, yeah, he and Debo are both gone, and they bring in. I mean, they don't have any problem going and getting veterans 1 year at a time, and they've got some $24 million wide receiver who can go get them 70 and 1070. You know, to put up the light McLaurin season, so to speak, and they just do it at a lot cheaper rate and save
a
bunch of money.
I think that is a valid option. I really do, especially with the way that modern football has gone with 7-on-7 for young guys in high school and stuff like that. You can find a lot of receivers. So I think that is a valid option. But if that's the way they want to go, I would approach this offseason totally different.
Yeah, which I think they're viewing this as a year that they think they can win a Super Bowl, and they think McLaurin needs to be involved for that to happen.
So then get him in camp, please.
Well, but they know he's got to show up eventually, with or without his money. Like, you're more concerned about his feelings, I think, than they are, essentially.
Well, yes. Very obviously, yes.
Adam Peters does not have a Terry McLaurin jersey at home like my guy Tobes. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This was the stat that I was referencing earlier on age in last 1,000-yard season at wide receiver, and it's from Mike Renner of CBS Sports, who's a draft analyst. The last 1,000-yard year for some really high-end wide receivers. DeAndre Hopkins, 31. Julio Jones, 30. Antonio Brown, 30. A.J. Green, 29. Amari Cooper, 29. Played for multiple teams, like completely fell off the planet last year. Keenan Allen, 31. Cooper Kupp, 28, actually. Now, maybe it's not quite over for him. He's now in Seattle, but that tells you something, too. Those are Hall of Fame caliber receivers, some of these guys. I would say all of these guys were better in their prime than Terry McLaurin. Maybe not Cooper, but close. But when did they hit the wall? 31, 30, 30, 29, 29, 31, 28. And that's certainly baked into it. It's not like Adam Peters and Brandon Sosna in the front office are just like randomly deciding receivers at 30 slow down. They've obviously put some legwork into this. There's a lot on the line for them to get this right. Let's go to Eric in Fairfax on line 4 on Grant and Danny. Eric, what's going on? What do you make of finding out today that maybe the Commanders are offering McLaurin what he signed for 3 years ago, which was $71 million ago in terms of cap growth in the NFL?
Yeah, I don't like that, but I just want the deal to get done. But what I wanted to mention very briefly is that with the discussion about the contested catches, and he has been incredible. I can still picture some of those, him leaping in the air. However, I've heard many times that he doesn't get separation like some of the other receivers. So what I'm wondering is how many of those contested catches would not be contested if he had better separation. So who knows if it would be half as many. So that was my only thing I wanted to mention.
I appreciate you. Yeah, look, you need to be great at making contested catches when you don't separate, or else you're not going to catch many passes.
I mean, it's what he's made a living on. I thought it was interesting. Who was it? Harmon we had on from Reception Perception the other day brought up that at times in his career he would create separation, but a guy like Heinicke, when he throws it and it finally gets there, it is a contested catch because the windows are so tight in the National Football League, and he just didn't have an NFL arm to get it there before he was, you know, going to be contested. But, yeah, I mean, a majority of his contested catches would stay the same, right? I mean, he's not one of these elite route runners like a Justin Jefferson, where Justin Jefferson can undress a guy in the phone booth, right? Like, he's just, you can't cover that guy. Terry's not the same in that scenario, but I do think that the contested catches have been something that have been there throughout his entire career, and it's something that you can rely on still, even at this point. But, yeah, I mean, he's not an elite separator like a Jettis or a Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even trying to make light of this, but I can't count. Like, I don't have enough time while we're on the radio to scroll and count how deep down this list he is on next-gen stats and separation score. The leaders in the league are around 5 yards. The deep, you know, burners, he's at 2.7. He's on a level with Jalen Tolbert of Dallas, Deontay Johnson, who played for like 8 teams last year, Jalen Coker, some good players here too, Tank Dell, Tyler Lockett, a little long in the tooth, but Noah Brown, interestingly, is on this list. Amari Cooper, who we just talked about, is kind of cooked. DK Metcalf, interestingly, right here, who just got paid.
Paid 33.
Guys that are ahead of him on this list are, you know, it's Trey Tucker, it's tight ends, Hunter Henry, Christian Kirk, Tyler Boyd, Jerry Judy, CeeDee Lamb, Cedric Tillman. I mean, I could Calvin Austin, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, who's 800 years old. You know, Brenton Strange. I don't even know who that person is, the tight end for the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Moore from the Browns and David Njoku from the Browns. Devon Vele from the Broncos. Like, there's dozens and dozens of them. But, yes, the separation thing is an issue because I think that, like, the low percentage of the difficult play to make when you're catching in a small window just makes it hard to replicate to land the plane over and over again like he did last year. JD in Waldorf, what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan. How's it going?
What's up, JD?
All right, what's going on, fellas, man? Good afternoon, good afternoon. I would just like to say this, man. One of your callers a few minutes ago was just like, he's not a HOFer. He's just not. I mean, man, name me besides, like, a couple receivers that made the Hall of Fame. Like, you don't your quarterback has to be Hall of Fame worthy for your receiver to be Hall of Fame worthy. Everybody wants to talk about Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson had Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball. Chase has Burrow throwing him the ball. Like, those guys are high standard quarterback. All these people saying that Terry can't be a Hall of Famer, and this is a bunch of BS, because we've seen what he did when he got a viable quarterback, somebody that's a respected signal caller. Like, I just don't understand why we keep trying to shortchange what Terry has already done for the organization just because he's trying to get paid right now. Like, give the man his due and just let it be.
Appreciate
what y'all
you, buddy.
Say about that?
So here's what I would say. First of all, I like the call. I like the thought process of essentially saying one of the reasons why, whatever he's been in his career, it's been that so far, is because of the lack of talent at quarterback. I think that that is true. Like, I would point to last year where you go, he had a beast at quarterback, you know, at QB, and a whole different world with Cliff Kingsbury dialing things up for him. 13 touchdowns, maybe a career year over 80 catches, right? Those are Hall of Fame-ish type totals in those categories. He still barely went for 1,000 yards, though. You know, he still averaged 13 yards per catch. Like, this is not a 15.5, 16-yard-per-catch guy or anything. This is a volume receiver. So it sounds like a slight. He's excellent. He is awesome. I like the player. But, no, this is not a Hall of Fame caliber player. Like, you know what that looks like, and you know what that doesn't. Larry Fitzgerald's going to be up for the Hall of Fame this year. He will get in, as well he should.
Yeah.
Blitnikoff winner at Pitt, carried a team, uncoverable, 7 for 100 every week. And, you know, in the red zone, you knew he was about to score a touchdown. McLaurin is a Hall of Really Good guy. I don't even know if this is worth discussing or conversing, because it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I don't think that's a slight. Like, he takes that as personal. No, I mean, it's not a slight to say he's a good player. He's not elite. He has been a fringe top 10 receiver at best in the league at any moment, and he's mostly been in the top 15-ish in his career. That does not get you to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the head of the Terry Fan Club, and I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. But something that I think is going to be interesting to see this year, Jeeps, is last year you saw his targets were down by 15 year over year. So 132 and 23 down to 117 last year. His reception total went up by 3. I'm curious to see, and this will be the second year in a Cliff Kingsbury offense, you know, does he have a target share that goes up a little bit? Then do you see him get into that 1,100, 1,200? I don't think he's going to have 13 touchdowns again. I think, you know, maybe it goes back down
but
to
I don't
8
think
to 10
his
range.
His targets go back up that much because of two things. As you get better as a team, you run the ball more. They're not going to be throwing from behind nearly as much. And also, you have a running quarterback. Like, so many of their pass calls become runs. That's what the Ravens have dealt with their receivers for years. So, I mean, he can kiss the years where he's got massive target totals goodbye, because there's going to be 50 to 70 run, you know, quarterback pass plays,
Again,
12 of which could have gone to him, that Jaden's scrambling for 11.
That's what I'm just curious to see about when he gets back on the field this year. Does that go back up? If it stays the same, does he have the similar type of production?
You'll hear from Cade Cavalli before we get out of here in about 15 minutes. Cavalli pitched in the big leagues for the first time in 3 years last night for the Nationals. You're listening to The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.